Good morning. It is the breakfast show on WS. Now, let's take a look at schools this morning. Now, this morning, we're having a look at the school, the École Mosaïque, and joined on the line right now by Jean-François Lopez, who's a principal of the École Mosaïque. Morning to you, Jean-François.
Good morning to you, Kat. How are you doing?
I'm Mark. But never mind. So, Jean-François, let's tell us a bit about the École Mosaïque, because it's a different sort of school, well suited for the environment in which we live.
Yes, exactly. So we are a bilingual school. We are promoting mainly multiculturalism and plurilingualism for our students, to make sure that they will have the tools to be able to interact in a very globalized world, using perfectly the tool of communication by mastering two languages, but also to have a kind of awareness about what is the world around them, and multicultural with basis for that.
Okay, because of course being multicultural is vital for the modern world. So you would say that bilingual education is in fact very important?
Yes, so the bilingual education is really important for many reasons. For sure, it's the main benefit of a bilingual education is the mastery of both language and the culture of two languages, mainly Swiss French and also the English culture. This is really important for them. But by the way, also the bilingual education gives the opportunity to students to go further in many, many fields. They show a greater adaptability, they have a strong empathy skill, they are mastering the solving problems in general in math, they are ready to learn third language. So beside the fact they are mastering a couple of languages, they are also developing very strong skill for their life.
Yeah, so as you say, it's not just the matter of learning another language, it's the opening of the mind to other ideas and cultures and different ways of thinking about the world.
Exactly. You are completely right, Kat. It's about also so being able to understand the world around us, to be aware of the kind of communication. You know, bilingual kids already have two visions of any word, of any concept. And when he approach a new culture, it's easy for him to have a third vision of the same concept. It's easy for him to connect with culture. And also here at Mosaïque, we have already 50 different nationalities on campus. So we have already a real UN here at school, and right, the students live the diversity. It's not taught.
So how do you develop that multiculturalism in the classroom? I mean, how do you sort of like make sure that openness is reflected in the lessons?
So our approach, so based shortly on the language, but also we are including throughout the year many linguism, multiculturalism project with the students. So we have this year, the end of the year show will be around the Swiss, so it will be Swiss culture, but we'll have also Arabic week, we will have also a Chinese week, and so we are implementing here different activities to show them the different culture all around the world. And also we have the country of the year for our gala, so it will be something in March. And the first country will be Lebanon, so we are opening here the students to the worldwide network and connection.
Okay, now the École Mosaïque is also part of the International Schools of Partnership. What are the benefits to the students of being part of that group?
For them, it's a huge benefit. For, you know, when you are a school as Mosaïque, it's very important to be part of a network to make sure that we are able to mutualize a lot of things, a lot of support, first for our teacher and the benefit for a student. And for a student also, we have a mini opportunity called the International Learning Opportunity. So we have an exchange program, a virtual one, because we are a primary school, so our students are connected with other students all over the world, connected. We are also using a chess contest. We have an amazing chess contest worldwide for the group Mosaïque, for the group ISP, and also we are part of the math challenge and science challenge. So it gives us the opportunity to have more connection if we want to be a multicultural and a bilingual schools, to have all these connections throughout the world, and also to have good connection with other people in this amazing network.
Okay, so if anyone actually thinks that's, you know, right up, you know, perfect for my kid, and bilingual multicultural education in Geneva, and they want to find out more about the Ecole Mosaic, where should they go and have, where should they find out that more information?
So, we have a couple of open doors events. So, tomorrow you can show up at 8:30 at school. We will be able to welcome you guys, and also the December 8th. We have also another open door, and definitely you will find everything on our website, so ecolemosaic.ch, and you will be able to register for an individual visit or a collective visit. It depends on your time and your schedule.
Okay, so there's an open day, as you say, tomorrow at 8:30, the Ecole Mosaic, and then also you've got another one on December the 8th. If people can't make it tomorrow. But of course, all the details on the website, ecolemosaic.ch. Just whereabouts in Geneva is the school, Jean-Francois?
Excuse me?
Where is the school?
So we are in Champel.
Right.
So it's a very neighborhood school. So we are currently 300 students, and everybody comes walking or scooting at school. It's a very family community school.
Okay, so you're based in Champel. So if you fancy checking out the Ecole Mosaic, the website ecolemosaic.ch, simple as that, an open day tomorrow at 8:30, and then another one on December the 8th. And that was Jean-Francois Lopez, who's a principal at the school. Jean-Francois, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kate, for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Jean-Francois there. A little confused, I think, about me. But never mind. It's 20 minutes past nine.